Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, April 6th. The Eastern Conference is now wide open for many teams that aren't the Detroit Pistons. This is your boy, Matt Shook, an AP writer out here in Chicago covering the NBA. Been a Pistons follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today we're going to be looking ahead to the huge weekend slate of games for the Detroit Pistons, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Memphis Grizzlies. Plenty of good seats available, but we're also going to be telling you about the debut of the Pistons GT, newest first-round member in the NBA 2K League, which is today. Ramo is going to be playing and representing the Pistons in an exhibition game. I'm going to tell you all about that. We're also going to be talking about the big NBA news from Thursday, the Kyrie Irving injury, and we're going to hear from John Corrales of Locked On Celtics and how it'll and we're all going to talk about how it'll shake up things in the Eastern Conference playoffs as well. But the Pistons playing their second-to-last home game of the season tonight, 7 o'clock at Little Caesars Arena. There was no betting line that I could find. I guess that's what happens when guys like Blake Griffin are questionable for the game with injuries and then all sorts of Dallas Mavericks injuries or non-injuries that are preventing guys from playing. One guy who we know will not play is Dirk Nowitzki. He had a minor ankle surgery, so he's out for the season. And when you got a guy the age of Dirk, who I believe is 40 years old, you never know. We may have seen the last of him in the NBA, but I do hope he comes back for at least one more year. We'll see how that develops when, you know, May and June come around there. The Mavs have the fourth worst record in the league. I can remember the Pistons losing the game in Dallas earlier this season. One of those games that we'll talk about as the next couple weeks go on. I'm making a list of all the crushing defeats out there, and there doesn't seem to be as many uplifting victories, maybe teams, victories that the Pistons had that other teams would list as crushing defeats on the other perspective. I know it's easier to remember the hard losses and harder to remember the great wins when you're following a team, and that's just how gambling goes. That's how sports goes as well. You always remember the tough losses even more than you remember the great wins, but doesn't seem to be a lot of those great wins as I kind of go over the list. But the Mavs have some teams on their heels right now in terms of that fourth worst record in the league when you're looking at the ping pong balls and the lottery for the NBA draft and all that stuff. So you can expect a similar lineup than the one they threw out on Wednesday. And maybe I should say the lineup that Coach Rick Carlisle threw up, because it was very pukey, very vomity that the Mavericks threw out there in Wednesday's game. We're talking about guys like Aaron Harrison, the forgotten twin from Kentucky, Doug McDermott, a starter in the NBA right now, Jonathan Motley, whoever that is, Dorian Finney-Smith. Those guys were starters in the game on Wednesday for the Memphis Grizzlies. The only real starter that played was J.J. Barea. I'm sorry, for the Dallas Mavericks. The only real starter that played for them was J.J. Barea. Dennis Smith Jr. was held out. Harrison Barnes was held out. We'll see if those guys get any run tonight. I would expect that they don't. Even if they do get in there, then they probably won't get a lot of minutes. We're going to see more of the Dorian Finney-Smith types in this game tonight in Detroit. No word right now on if Blake Griffin will play for the Pistons. Stan Van Gundy put it at under 500, according 50-50 chances, that according to Rod Beard of the Detroit News on Thursday. I thought a nice tweet from Sham Mohile of Piston Powered, friend of the podcast. He had a good take on Twitter on Thursday, and that was, if Blake isn't going to play, you might as well sit Reggie Jackson too. Reggie would only need to play to get acclimated with Blake. Those guys have not had a lot of time together, so if you're looking ahead to next season, it might be valuable to get those guys maybe some minutes together in these last four games. But like I said, and like Sham said, if Blake's not going to play, then you might as well just go ahead and sit down Reggie anyways. Reggie has had some success since coming back from the injury, and his confidence should be somewhat back. Obviously, he's not 100%, but, you know, as far as getting out there and getting acclimated to the NBA pace of play and going up against some of the world's best players, that's kind of a mission accomplished right there. So no Blake, and might as well keep Reggie out for most of, if not all, of the game. And you might as well give those minutes to guys like Dwight Bikes and Langston Galloway. And maybe even, heck, why not put Stanley Johnson at point guard for a while? Put Luke Kennard at point guard for a while? Those things that we've been talking about for all season You know, why do we need to see Ish Smith out there anymore? Really, I mean, we know what we get from him, and it's you know, good reserve minutes, but not great starter minutes, obviously. But you know, try some things differently other than just throwing Henry Ellenson out there for more minutes. We'll see if Stan Van Gundy can get a little creative in these games this weekend. But speaking of this weekend, we're going to be talking about the Memphis Grizzlies in a little bit here, and also giving the lowdown on the newest development of the Pistons GT team, the esports team that's going to be playing in the NBA 2K League this summer. They've got some of the first action coming up today, and we're going to be telling you all about that. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring Locked On Pistons. We are listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want to reach that spot, or you know someone who might have a company that wants to reach those spot from Detroit sports fans, and we know how loyal and regional that we are as Detroit sports fans, so our rates are reasonable, and you should go ahead and email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, we're going to hear from John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast. He's going to be talking about the big NBA news from Thursday, the Kyrie Irving injury for Boston, and how it might shake up the Eastern Conference playoffs. But the Pistons will continue their weekend on Sunday afternoon, a 3:30 start with the Memphis Grizzlies on the road, the number two team in the tankathon standings of the backwards look at the NBA draft. How sad is this that the spring has devolved into what we figured it would, obviously, this year, as it has for the last few springs? Just get rid of the lottery. Or how about just us? Just get rid of the NBA draft. I know that's not a popular thing out there, because you got to reward those bad teams and give them a chance of becoming good. But maybe just open it up, make it all a big free agency thing, and we'll see if that could change things. You hope that Commissioner Adam Silver continues to get emboldened and put an end to all this. He tried this year with making the incentives a lot less for tanking. Obviously, that's not put into place this year. That will be put into place next year. So maybe next spring it could be a little bit better of basketball, but obviously just decreasing the odds of getting those top picks isn't going to be enough. There's still going to be teams that are going to be losing on purpose in the spring, and just kind of a disaster. I saw the tweet where Kyle Newbeck of the Philly Voice and some other folks out there as well have kind of made Stan Van Gundy into a bit of a punchline on Twitter after the 76ers were the ones who officially ended the Pistons' playoff chances on Wednesday night. Stan Van Gundy has been, over the years, one of the more outspoken critics of the process, which Philly went through and was awful for several years before finally putting together this season and becoming a really formidable team and one that could make some noise in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And also Stan Van Gundy not only talking about how the losing on purpose is an embarrassment to the league, but he also has said in the past that, by the way, there's no evidence that it actually works. Well, now Philly is continuing to give evidence that it is working right now, and certainly they're a team that's positioned to be very good in the future. But there is a lot of teams out there in basketball hell right now that might not get out of it anytime soon. So for all you Pistons fans that are saying, strip it down, go through the full rebuild process, lose on purpose, all that kind of stuff, I do think that losing culture is a tough one to break. Now, of course, if you have Joel Embiid and he stays healthy throughout his career, and Ben Simmons continues to be healthy and develops the way that I feel like he will throughout his career, well, there you've got two possible future Hall of Famers, and they can overcome, obviously, a losing culture. But for teams like Memphis, for Sacramento, for Phoenix, for Brooklyn, for Orlando, where are these teams going? Are they going to be good in two or three years, or is this like a rebuild cycle that's going to be hard for them to get out of, especially for the smaller market teams out there? We'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll be proven wrong and that all these teams are making prudent decisions and will be very good very soon. But I tend to doubt that that's going to be the case for most of those teams. Memphis, by the way, speaking of embarrassing disasters right now, they have lost 26 of their last 29. What a season that they're having down in the dirty South. Marshawn Brooks and Ivan Rabb are guys who are leading the teams in scoring in their recent games. Marshawn Brooks was picked up on a 10-day contract recently. Marc Gasol is still starting for them, but they took him out after a while the other night. He only played 20 minutes and went scoreless in that game. By the way, Pistons fans will be interested to know, Bryce Johnson, the player that was traded in the Blake Griffin trade over to Detroit, and then traded a few days later, I guess about a week later, at the deadline, as the Pistons picked up James Ennis III for the big playoff push. Bryce Johnson had gotten a little bit of run for Memphis. He played in double-digit minutes in three games, including two of the more recent games at the end of March. He scored 9 points in a game against Philly a couple weeks ago and was playing a little bit in a two-way deal with the Memphis Hustle in the G League, too. However, he was waived by the Grizzlies shortly after that. So the Pistons giving up Bryce Johnson for James Ennis didn't end up hurting them at all. So they did give up a conditional second-round pick, but I'm not going to get all excited about second-round picks. Although many of Pistons Twitter and NBA Twitter does get pretty excited about those second-round picks, I don't care. Anyway, so Bryce Johnson is out there in case you want to pick him up for your Gus Macker team this summer or rec league team or something like that. So transitioning to the Pistons GT team, and this is always a tough transition. I don't know how I'm going to be able to pull off the NBA to the NBA 2K League transitions throughout the year. But as we know, on Wednesday in New York, Ramo Radonjić, let's get it, Ramo is his tag in the gaming world. He was the first pick for the Pistons GT, fifth overall, Ramo Radonjić. And hopefully we can have Ramo on sometime soon here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. He is going to be playing, I believe, I'm like almost 100% sure, that he's going to be one of the 10 players playing today in the NBA 2K League Draft Clash. And this is basically an exhibition game that they take the top 10 picks of the draft, divide them up into a 5-on-5 game, and they play 2 out of 3 exhibition games in Boston with those guys. So he'll be part of a collection of the top players in the league, and they're going to be playing that on the NBA 2K League Twitch channel from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern today. So if you want to check that one out, if you got nothing going on at happy hour today, go ahead and check out Ramo, the newest member of the Pistons family, the Pistons GT, signature player, the franchise guy. So we'll see how he does against some of those top players in the NBA 2K League team. Now, speaking of the league, the Pistons GT, Brian Mazeek of Forbes.com, he seems to be, as I've been doing a lot of Google searches and trying to research as much as I can about the gaming world and esports right now, Brian Mazeek, M-A-Z-I-Q-U-E, he's been writing for Forbes.com. He had a mock draft of the NBA 2K League. And I say this, and I hope I don't sound like I'm making fun of it, because I'm learning about it, and I am surprised by the fact that there was a very in-depth mock draft. But that's not to say that this guy isn't a journalist, or that this isn't a real thing that's going on, and a big money thing, obviously, and a very formidable thing. And obviously, Adam Silver in the NBA sees enough interest in it and potential in it that they're throwing a lot of money at it as well. So it's I don't mean to make it into a joke, and I'm certainly not trying to, but Brian Mazeek gave out grades for all the 17 franchises in the NBA 2K League draft the other day, and the Pistons were rated in his draft grades 16th out of 17 teams. Only the Orlando Magic's team was worst. I marked who those top three teams were and who those bottom three teams were in his draft, not to make it a big deal about what his opinions were, but just to see how, you know, an expert in this field can project maybe how these teams look after the draft. He had the Kings number one, Portland number two, and the Cavs number three. 15 was the 76ers, 16 with the Pistons, 17 was the Magic on the bottom three. Here's what he said about the Pistons draft, by the way, in his write-up. It's easy to see Let's Get It Ramo is the team's best player, but where is the leadership? Ramo may have the ability to lead, but it's not anything he has had to show consistently in the past. In fact, most of the players on the team have played somewhat of a secondary role on their pro-am teams from a vocal standpoint. This team will need I'm so far ahead to be so much better than his draft slot would indicate. So with some interesting thoughts from the journalist from Forbes.com, Brian Mazeek, and maybe we'll chase him down sometime this summer to get his thoughts on how the NBA 2K League is going. But as someone myself, and again, I'm not trying to poke fun at it, but it's just interesting to hear leadership being talked about as far as a 5-on-5 video game league. And I'm interested to hear from Brian and maybe some of you guys listening who can get at me on social media and maybe give me a little bit of knowledge on this. Why would there need to be leadership? I guess it's just like the team unit cohesion. You're playing 5-on-5, just like you would have need to have a good coach and good leadership on the court. I guess in terms of bringing the team together or setting the strategy or talking about who's going to do what on the court, just like you would for, like I said, for a regular NBA basketball game. I guess you would need that. But as far as six guys, you know, playing together as an NBA, video game team, it just seems strange that you might need some leadership out there. But anyway, reach out to me on Twitter at @Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, _ after that. Let me know what you think about those comments from journalist Brian Mazeek of Forbes.com about the Pistons GT team. Or go ahead and reach out to me and say, hey, Matt, stop taking so much time on Locked On Pistons to be talking about the esports team. We don't care about that right now. That's certainly a valid opinion as well. But I haven't heard anyone say that yet. So we will see if maybe the social media comments come in from that direction. Also, give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattSchoch. You can reach out to me there as well. But up next, we're going to be hearing from John Corrales of Locked On Celtics, who will be talking about the big NBA news from Thursday, the Kyrie Irving injury, and how it will shake up the Eastern Conference playoffs. But there also is a new coach in Detroit, and you should be listening to the Locked On Lions podcast with Matt Derry of Detroit Radio. Check that one out every day. Also, check out the every other NBA podcast, one for every NFL team as well. And we're adding MLB teams, looking for an MLB podcaster for the Detroit Tigers. If you know anyone who wants to talk about that team on a daily basis, get in touch with me, and I will let you know how to get involved in that. Check out my Twitter feed. I put up a link on the email that you need to make if you want to get in touch with the Locked On Network about being the host of the Locked On Tigers show. The Locked On Network, your team every day.
John Corrales here from Locked On Celtics to talk about the breaking Kyrie Irving injury news. He is going to have surgery on his left knee to remove screws that were implanted in 2015 when he fractured his patella. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, he had surgery on that same knee to remove a supporting wire that was also part of that same injury. Now, what they have found is an infection at the site of the screws. So they're going back in. They're going to take the screws out. They're going to clear up the infection. The Celtics say his knee is structurally sound, but it's going to take 4 to 5 months for everything to recover and for him to get back to playing basketball. The Celtics' focus has always been on next season, especially after the Gordon Hayward injury. But now they definitely will not have Kyrie Irving back for the playoffs. After the initial surgery, they had thought maybe he'd return at some point in the first or second round. Now that is out. So the immediate impact for the Boston Celtics is Terry Rozier is probably going to move into the starting point guard role, a role that he has served well for the Celtics so far in Kyrie's absence and in Marcus Smart's absence. They hope to get Marcus Smart back at some point in the first round. He's had that thumb surgery to repair a torn tendon, so hopefully for the Celtics that he comes back, but immediately they will not have Kyrie Irving for this playoff run. It's going to be tough getting out of the first round for the Celtics. If they do and they get to a second round, that's going to be especially difficult. So I'm sure teams are going to start lining up hoping to play the Celtics in that second round. That specifically would be Cleveland. Long term, they say the knee is structurally sound and they hope to start next season with a healthy Gordon Hayward and a healthy Kyrie Irving. And the Celtics' priority has always been that. So we'll see how that goes, but right now there's no further damage. It's not another injury. It's not a separate thing. It's all part of the same thing to clear up what they had done to fix his knee in 2015. And this should remove every apparatus that was in there. And once that's out and healed and the infection is gone, Kyrie Irving should be good to go. We'll see. That's the breaking news. I'm John Corrales from Locked On Celtics.
Thanks to John for that update there. So what does that mean? The Eastern Conference is completely wide open. Now me, I'm going with LeBron James and the Cavs. I probably would have, even if Kyrie Irving was going to come back in the second round or possibly in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm more of the prove it, and you know, I'm on the LeBron James is going to win the Eastern Conference by himself, even until proven otherwise. And certainly that hasn't been something that has happened over the past decade or so. But obviously, I think the Toronto Raptors are probably the Vegas favorites right now to do it. They're healthy. They've got a couple of star players. But again, show me until I'm going to jump on the bandwagon of those guys. And I know that LeBron's got a pretty horrible supporting cast right now. They're not playing any defense in Cleveland and don't really have the capabilities of putting that together anytime in these next few weeks or so. But like I said, I'm riding with LeBron there. But the door is open for teams like Milwaukee, for teams like Indiana, for teams like Miami, So the Washington Wizards are another team that, you know, if you listen to me way back at the beginning of the season, I've always been kind of been a Washington Wizards guy. If John Wall can, and I know he's back now, if he can kind of get himself back into the form and maybe be a little bit more of a facilitator than he was earlier this season and kind of meld into what Washington was doing while he was out, I think that that's a team that could be watched out for as well. But really, the strange thing about the Eastern Conference, we've seen the Cavs and the Warriors for years now as the teams that were clearly going to win each of their conferences. And now there's a lot of questions in the Eastern Conference about who that team's going to be. You know, Boston, even without Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, as dumb as it sounds, might have a chance of still winning the Eastern Conference as well. And I know there's a lot of you out there that still think the Houston Rockets are going to beat the Golden State Warriors. But again, my money is still going to be on Cleveland and Golden State. But certainly, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Houston's the team representing the Western Conference in the NBA Finals. And it's, like I said, anyone's bet in the Eastern Conference as to who's going to go to the NBA Finals. I'll take down all your predictions before the playoffs get started as to who are going to be the teams in the Eastern Finals, who are the teams in the Western Finals, who are the teams in the NBA Finals, and who takes it. We'll do a little pool here with some of the listeners. So get your thoughts together. Let me know what you think and reach out to me via email or social media when the playoff matchups and brackets are set, and we'll do a little March Madness-style tournament about who's going to have the best picks about who's going to be the teams that advance in the finals and into the finals and into the championships as well this year. But give us a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, @SCHOCH, another underscore after that. Also give us a follow on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account at Locked On Pistons, and give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. And you guys, I want you to enjoy the weekend because we're coming back and we'll wrap up the exciting Mavericks and Grizzlies games from over the weekend and look ahead to Monday's home season finale against the Toronto Raptors and then Wednesday's game against the Chicago Bulls on the road. I'll be at that one as well. Looking forward to seeing the Pistons up close and personal as they end the season here as well. Thanks to John Corrales of Locked On Celtics for giving us the update on Kyrie Irving and the Celtics going forward. We're trying to get some more cohesion between the Locked On Network and helping each other do each other's jobs here, especially with this summer, as we're going to be looking for content as well. So we're still going to be doing a lot of draft talk, even though the Pistons won't be in the first round, barring a miracle or a possible trade. And we're still going to be doing a lot of playoff talk, even though the Pistons aren't in there. So I'll be cornering a lot of the Locked On Network hosts to come on the show and talk to you guys about the playoffs. But we're also going to be making it into more of a broader NBA podcast during playoff season as well, because I know you guys will be watching the playoffs too. But thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the weekend, and we will talk to you all again soon.